crack open a beer because it's time for two beers, one cup.
By the way, isn't that like your fourth beer this morning?
What? It's just a cordial.
Drink along and tweet at us during the show at two beers, one cup. Now, let's drink.
That's right. It is time for two beers, one cup. My name is Gunner, sitting with Maria. What's up?
Hey.
I'm excited. You know what? We're sitting here. We got a bunch of beer in the office down the hall. And earlier today when I'm like, you gotta pick a beer for today, I just randomly grabbed one, threw it in the fridge. I have no idea what's going to happen
here.
Well,
you grabbed well because I just took one sip of this beer, which is Alesmith Brewing Company's Nut Brown English Style Ale.
Yeah.
And my first sip, I even said, I'm like, ooh, this is a good one.
Yeah, no kidding.
It is a very good one.
Now, this one's only sitting at 5%, so this shouldn't be too bad at all. I like it.
You know what? We did have a 10%er in there, and while the taste of it was so good, it was one that by the end of it, it was just too much for me.
Yeah, no kidding.
And so, and I rated it really highly. If you want to go back and take a listen to that, it was last week's episode, actually. And it was just, it was really good, and I want to keep my rating, but it was just too much. So, you know, when you go into it, if you see something with a super high alcohol percentage, you know, getting through a whole one is might not be the easiest thing, actually.
No, sometimes it's actually quite hard to do. You know what? You got to... You know, now I'm not going to say choke it down because that's not the point of the show.
Right,
you know,
if
we had a beer that was disgusting, it's like, okay.
Then we just say it's gross and we don't drink it all.
A few sips, we're out of this crap. And then we just make fun of it the whole time.
Yeah, that's just how it goes.
Now, this beer is sitting, like I said, 5%. So that's pretty good. And, you know, their website is alesmith.com. And these guys, where are they out of? San Diego?
They're out of San Diego, yeah.
Which is kind of crazy to be drinking something called... When I saw the label and it says... Alesmith Nut Brown English Style Ale.
I think it's from like Massachusetts or something.
That's what I thought too. So to find out this is from San Diego, I was kind of surprised actually.
Yeah, it definitely has a name that's not what I think of California.
Yeah, no kidding.
But there's probably a good story behind it.
Yeah, no kidding. We're going to find that out. I've not tried this beer yet. It is very brown. Any advice? Just go for it, right?
Just go for it. I think you're going to like it.
Oh, it smells good. Yeah, here we go.
It's actually a pretty big brewery that they had out there. They started in 1995 in a pretty small facility and have actually gotten huge. They expanded into a 100,000 square foot facility. And we took a little field trip last week and we went down to Surly Brewing Company in Minneapolis. And looking at the pictures of the Alesmith Brewing Company, their rooms are very similar.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a pretty huge tasting room. And they even have a museum in there. And so this place sounds like one that I wouldn't mind taking a field trip to as well.
Yeah, no kidding. And this one is year-round. You can get this one all the time. I took that sip, by the way. This is a very good beer.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, right off the bat, you know, it's getting a little chilly outside now. I mean, it's fall. We're in full swing. This is a good fall beer, I think.
It is. You know what? And that's what I enjoy, like, the fruitier wheat beers, more wheat beers in the summertime.
Yeah.
And then when I go into the winter, I always kind of switch into the darker ales and porters. It's just kind of what you do.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, you got to do that.
If you're drinking a watermelon wheat in the middle of January, I mean, unless you got to feel like you're on vacation, you know, which I'm never opposed to doing.
Yeah, you crank up the heat in your place.
Yeah.
You lay in a beach towel on the floor.
Right.
You get some watermelon crap or
you're
lemony shit,
some
you know.
Great ideas.
Yeah, no kidding. You're just like hanging out. You got like all the lights on. You're wearing shades. You got a fan going, but I'm very low.
Right, very low.
For a slight breeze, and you're listening to the ambiance of the ocean.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of work for a loser.
That's something I would do, though.
Really?
You realize this.
Would you do that?
I don't know if I'd go through the whole setup, but I might crack open a beer, you know?
Oh, well, 100%. I would hope so, at least.
But, so their name, you know, I mentioned that it sounded kind of East Coast, but actually, they specialize in what they say, handcrafted ales inspired by the European classics. So now Alesmith kind of makes a little bit more sense.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know? No, I like that. I like that a lot, actually. You know, it's cool. I like when people are like... You know, they're trying out different things and they're like really saluting their hats to like the old school way of doing stuff, you know, and it's cool to see that's happening.
It isn't, especially these beers that we like to kind of put their new or their own twist on it, I think is really neat.
Yeah.
And I love to see a story like this, too, where they started out in just like a closet sized space, just brewing beer, just to brew beer. And now they've turned into... You know, the premier brewing company in San Diego.
Yeah, see, this is the kind of place, you know, if you travel a lot And, you know, you travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever, like, in different towns, you ever try to check out the local breweries at all?
I do. You know what? When I was going out to Denver quite often, I would go to at least one new brewery every time I went out there.
Yeah.
And I actually found a really, really cool place, and it was called Colorado Plus, and it had over 100 beers on tap, and every beer that they brought into this restaurant, it was a bar and restaurant, and every beer they brought in was brewed in Colorado.
Oh, God.
And so if you just wanted to order like a Miller Lite or something, you could not order it there.
They're like, there's the door.
Well,
jerk
actually,
off.
Miller Lite you could, because Miller Coors,
I'm sure.
Bad example. But let's say you wanted a Bud Light.
Can't get that.
You're not getting it there. And so that was a really cool way. I would always do the flights there.
Oh, yeah.
So I would always try different Colorado beers. But yeah, I would always check out breweries out there. And I'm trying to think, when I went to Florida just a couple months ago, I did not go to any breweries, but I tried a couple Florida beers when I was down there.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely trying out, you know, whatever you can find.
Yeah, but pretty much anywhere I go, if there's a brewery nearby, I try to at least stop in and check it out. You know, stopping in to visit new breweries is cool. Last night, we went to a new one.
Yeah, we did.
Here in Fargo, called Prairie Brothers. That was the first time I'd been in there, which is funny because it's like a mile from my house.
Yeah, and I'd never been in there either. And it's one of those things I think, okay, you guys are in a strip mall. I appreciate you guys doing this, but you never know what you're going to get, right?
Right.
Walked in there, great environment, great atmosphere, mm-hmm. Loved the beer. It was fun.
Yeah.
You know?
I really like that place. You know, that is one really cool thing, being here in Fargo. You wouldn't think that there were, you wouldn't think that there would be as many breweries as there are. And I love that they keep opening up, because it is such a cool experience. It's much different than just going to a bar.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and then when you get to talk to the brewers and stuff there, it's just a whole different attitude when it comes to beer. And I love that.
It's one of those things. You go to a bar and you're hanging out, and I'm not ripping on bars. We go to bars all the time.
Oh, we're at bars every week.
But it's like, you know, it's one of those things where you, like, when we're at a bar and, like, we're doing whatever, work stuff, we're just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like more of like, what's going to happen next? Who's going to come say what? What's the party going to turn into?
Right.
But going to a brewery, you're just sitting around with your friends, just shooting it,
mm-hmm.
having a great time trying out the different stuff.
Right.
And that's what I enjoy.
And a lot of the conversation does turn into beer conversation anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like last night, too, I think we all had a different kind of beer.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just it's a whole different experience, and I love that.
Or it's like last week when you and I were down in Minneapolis going to a wedding, and we had enough time to swing through Surly, which you'd never been to, and that was the reason I was like, Mario, we got to stop there because you got to experience Surly.
I'm so glad we did, too, because it was so much different than, I mean, you know, when I picture a brewery, I think of kind of just like a small tap room with, you know, the factory part of it in the back, not factory, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The process in the back and then just a small tap room. And this place was massive.
Oh, God, yeah.
It was so cool.
No kidding. And I remember, like, you know, you were ordering beer, you were trying, sampling different things,
mm-hmm.
and you hated a few things. And it was super funny, though, because the guy was like, no, I'll just bring you more samples. It's
right,
fine.
Right.
And then you're not going to get that at a bar.
No. You can't.
You know what
I mean, unless
do.
There's something on tap, I'm sure you could get a bartender to give you a sample of something. But, I mean, you're going to be more of an annoyance than you are. But at a brewery, you could try one of everything and they're not going
to
care.
I got a funny idea. We should walk into a bar and both try to sample Bud Light. Just sample it, you know? Okay, can I get a sample of that Bud Light? Maybe the court, and then we'll be like, this is gross.
I feel like if we're going to do that, we need to put on an accent.
Yeah.
Because there's no way we could walk in there talking like we do.
Oh, can we?
You need to be like English or something.
Oh, hello. Can we please try that Bud Light ale, please?
Yes, yes.
A sample of Bud. That's disgusting. Can I try that Coors? Can I try the Coors Light? Yes. No, that's gross. Can I have a Miller? Miller, please. That's my last name. I'm Mr. Miller. Can I try my own beer? That's gross. Let me try that Bud Light again. And then just keep going around and around.
That would be so funny.
And then by the end, you've had like 6 beers just for free.
And you're good.
Think anybody's done that before?
I feel like we should be the first to do it.
No kidding. We should sit there and just keep going.
But you have to put on an accent, because if you walk in there like American, you're like, hey, can I sample that Bud Light? Like, what?
Like, what? Are you an idiot?
Yeah.
Like, are you dumb? Like,
and we're not 21 anymore.
Well, we could act
so
like,
it's not like we could even try to pretend.
Could we get away with pretending like we're 21?
I don't know.
Do you think we could walk into a bar and be like, it's our 21st birthday?
I mean,
happy birthday to us!
I mean, maybe.
Everybody buys a shot, but we're not going to actually do the shot because we, you know.
Right.
Too many shots in our 30s. Like, that's stupid.
We want to celebrate our 21st birthday, but we cannot party like we're 21 anymore.
God. Do you remember turning 21, what your birthday was like?
Yeah, I do remember, because my parents had a party for me at a bar.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting a job at that bar that night.
Oh, really?
And my first day at the bar was the next day.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
That was the first bar I ever worked in. And so it was like a pizza restaurant slash bar.
Yeah.
And went there, and I worked at a bookstore next door to the bar, and that's why I wanted to do it there, because everybody from the bookstore was coming over for the party, and I had some family in that same town. And
sure.
Yeah, so it was actually, I mean, I remember getting drunk, but I remember being fine the next day, and that's when I started at the bar. And so, yeah, I actually do remember it.
God, I remember mine too. It was very chill, because I went to college, and I was roommates with guys who were like a year younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they couldn't really party. I mean, I did supply the alcohol for quite some time.
Sure.
I was that guy. Uh-huh. That's why they liked me. You know, it was one of those things. But
right.
My parents took me to a riverboat, and we went gambling.
Oh, yeah!
We went gambling in Illinois, and, like, I had some beers, but it wasn't one of those things where I was like, oh, I'm wasted. It wasn't like that. It's weird.
And it's so funny because it's rare that the two of us both had a similar kind of experience like that, because usually you talk to people and their 21st birthdays are just a train wreck.
A train wreck. Total train wreck.
Yeah.
Now, do you think any 21-year-olds would ever sit around and drink this beer right here that we're drinking right now?
Maybe now, like the hipsters.
The hipster kids. See, that's what I'm thinking, too. Because, like, when we were 21.
I don't know.
Or 25, even.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have sat around and drank this then.
I don't think so, either.
It really took me into my 30s to appreciate beers like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not sitting around just sipping on Bud Lights.
If you think about it, though, too, I mean, going back 10 years ago, craft beer was not what it is now.
No kidding.
I mean, craft beer then was like Leinenkugels, which is now, like,
Budweiser.
A commercial craft beer,
that
you
is,
know?
Yeah, Budweiser bought them all up.
Sam Adams, you know? It wasn't any sort of small breweries. You know, Ale Smith Brewing Company, sure, they were around in 1995, but you probably had to be in San Diego to even sample this stuff.
Yeah.
Where now, here we are, we've got our hands on it. So I really think that the craft beer market really blew up, I'd say, in the past maybe 5 years.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I'd say even more recently, really, that it's become a trend.
Yeah, I never...
With these big beer festivals and stuff.
I'll never forget when I was like 22, maybe 21, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my buddy in Chicago, we went to Goose Island. Like before,
oh, sure.
Before it like blew up, we just went into the tap room, whatever.
Yeah.
And we had their holiday beer, whatever. And I was that's back when we were getting like kegs of Keystone Light or whatever,
sure.
You know, whatever college parties have.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, I drank one of the seasonal Christmas ales or whatever. And I turned to my buddy. I'm like, dude, this is the worst beer ever. It tastes like piss and ginger.
Oh,
I'm like, I don't even
I might know that one.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't even get what's happening here.
Sure.
But now I bet if I had it, I would think it was awesome.
And that was what I was going to ask, is if you've been back and if you've tried something like that again.
I haven't.
I think that your palate just changes once you start drinking craft beer, because it is way different than drinking just commercial beer. And not to say there's anything wrong with that. I mean, you and I drink that all the time.
All the time.
But, you know, this is just it's something different that you can appreciate a little bit more.
Well, yeah, no kidding. And like, you know, back then it's like, okay, let's drink out of this keg. Let's do some Jaeger bombs.
That's it.
And that's all we care about. We got this small circle of stuff we're putting in our bodies.
Right.
You know, now it's like, you're right. College kids probably do sit around and drink this now.
You know, because I feel like if you go downtown into any coffee shop, I mean, in any city, it's full of kids drinking their lavender lattes and their green tea matcha. You know what I mean?
Is that a millennial thing? What's a matcha?
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like tea. I don't know. I always see it on the menus. I don't know what it is.
We should try to sample some teas sometime.
I think it's tea. Sure, we can.
Like, I have a tea party. Like, how do you even drink tea? I've never had
any. In a mug.
Okay, so you just drink it like coffee?
Yeah. I drink tea all the time.
Really?
Why? I've got two boxes sitting on my, right next to my current coffee machine.
Do you drink that sleepy time shit?
No, but I do have, one that, I messed it up because I thought that it was decaffeinated and it's like a spearmint lemon something or another. So I'm like, oh, this will be really nice to have like before I go to bed.
Yeah.
And then I realized that there's green tea in it, so it's caffeinated, so I don't want to drink that before bed. But the other one I have is like a passion fruit something, and that's decaffeinated. So I drink that in the evenings a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You should just sit around and drink some beers, you know? Wouldn't that have the same effect?
I could, but you know,
like
tea
warm
is,
beer? Like you heat up some beer.
Tea is like herbal, and it's water.
Wait, isn't beer like basically...
antioxidants.
Isn't beer basically the same thing?
No.
If you heated up some beer in like a
that
teapot.
That sounds disgusting.
Heat up some beer in a teapot.
I'd rather make a hot toddy at that point.
You know what? We should do a thing called the hot beer challenge.
Oh.
Where we heat up different beers and then we try them that way.
I mean, there are some beers that are meant to be drank at room temperature.
Yeah. Is that what homeless people drink? Is that what you mean? Like a 40 ounce of Old English or something?
Maybe.
God.
I don't know. We on our next episode, ask a homeless person.
Oh my God. We should hit the streets with a 40.
Yeah.
And have them
just
review
like
the 40.
Sips.
take sips and be like, yeah, so what do you think
of this one?
What are you tasting right now, my man?
Oh, no.
You're like, oh, this is the best beer I've ever had because it's free.
I feel like they'd take it and run.
You think they'd run?
I don't know.
No, they'd probably stick around hoping that we had another one in our bag. God, back to this beer though, man. I love this stuff.
Hey, on their website, this place looks super cool because they released a Sublime Mexican Lager.
Yeah.
And so they have actually a backdrop. So they had a big review or a release party for this. And their backdrop actually has the Sublime Sun on it. And it looks like there's some DJs there. So I'm sure they were playing Sublime's music. But now I wish I could have been there for that. That's a very San Diego thing to do.
Yeah, no kidding. And this beer right here, they have pairings on the website. They say pair it up with grilled sausages with spicy mustard or oysters on the half shell. So there you go.
I feel like that's something that we should do on an episode sometime. We should try to find some food pairings for the beer and kind of do a little tasting like that.
Oh, that'd be good, actually, because I always read these pairings. I'm like, okay, well, that's cool that they do that, but we never try it.
There's a brewery in town, actually, that's doing some sort of beer and cheese pairing thing, and I want to check that out. But one of the other things I really appreciate about their website is that I'm on the Nut Brown Ale page, which we are drinking right now.
Yeah.
And it tells you right on there all the specs of the beer, which is cool because for me, and we've talked about this on episodes before, when it comes to the beer I like, I try to stay under 40 IBUs.
Oh, this is well below that.
I actually like to stay more like in the 20 range.
Yeah.
And so this one is 12, which I mean, I sipped it before I read the stats on it, but it tells you the alcohol amount. It tells you the IBU level. It tells you if it improves with age.
Yeah.
And so if you buy it and you think you need to stash it in the closet or something, it also tells you the serving temperature and the serving glass that you should pour it in. And so this said 45 to 50 degrees. And so, yeah, so if it's one like we were talking about that needs to be drank at room temperature, what would it say, like 70?
Yeah, like that, probably 67.
That sounds terrible to me. Yeah. I actually went to a brewery one time and there was a beer. It sounded so good. And I ordered it and I took a sip out of it. I'm like, I think your cooler is broken. They're like, no, that's what cask whatever means. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, no kidding.
That it's warm. Like, can I please have some ice cubes?
Yeah, let me throw some ice in this beer, please.
Yeah, because I couldn't do it.
Yeah, and this beer, of course, it says improves with age. No, and I feel like darker beers like this don't.
No.
No, I mean, some of them do, but like, I've had beers like this in my fridge for like a couple of years just to see what would happen.
Ah.
Right? And then.
Yeah, but they probably go bad then.
Oh, yeah. Then you try it a year or two later and it's like the most disgusting crap ever. And you're like, why did I waste the fridge space on this?
Right.
You know?
Well, and why did you waste the beer? Because now you can't even drink it.
No, I mean, you could drink it. I mean, you could.
Probably not good though.
Well, I'm going to save a couple of these for one full year.
No, but it says it does not improve with age. So why are you going to try?
Let's save them. Let's save a couple for one full year. And we'll try it on September 29th, 2018.
No, this sounds like a terrible idea.
We can try it in 3 months. What do you think?
I say let's just drink them now when they're at their peak.
Oh, probably good point. Yeah.
Right?
No, I totally agree.
All right.
I totally agree.
I'm trying to look at these other. They have a page for their seasonal beers right now.
Yeah, no kidding. They got the Decadence, the Evil Dead Red, which has to be Halloween themed. I love that.
My Bloody Valentine.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
I'm trying to pull it up, but for some reason I'm having a difficult time.
Yeah, no kidding. These guys brew like so many different beers. It's kind of crazy.
They do. There's a lot.
Oh, man. The Evil Dead
Red.
Here's
the My Bloody Valentine, and it is straight up red. This looks awesome.
That was the Evil Dead Red. I wonder if that's the same beer. What's the alcohol percentage on that one?
666.
So is this one. I bet it's the same beer, different label.
That, okay, so it says it's the red-blooded cousin of Evil Dead Red Ale.
Okay, what's the IBUs on that?
10.
So is this one.
That's it. And it said notes of caramel, toast, and bittersweet chocolate balance an intense bouquet of floral hop aromas that we know you'll fall in love
with. Okay, totally assuming these beers are the same, different label. Which makes sense. Why wouldn't you do that?
Is it like red?
Yeah, oh, it's totally red, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally red. Because, I mean, if I'm making beer, why wouldn't you do that twice a year and just put a different label on it?
Makes sense to me.
That's totally what I would do.
Yeah.
No, this brewery's cool, man. I'm going to check out their store right now. I told you, every episode we do, you got to buy something.
Oh, that's true. I'm slacking. I haven't bought any gear yet.
Haven't bought anything yet.
I really liked, what was that? I don't remember the last one.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you drink beer.
You drink beer and you talk about it. You can't remember.
You kind of forget.
Which breweries were on the show.
They had really awesome gear.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I really wanted it.
Yeah.
Now I can't remember what it was.
You know, flipping through these guys' gear, you know, it's decent. It's what you'd expect. It's nothing, you know, overwhelming or anything.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're more focused on the beer than the swag, which is good.
Which is just fine.
God, we should go there sometime and, like, try to brew our own beer.
Can we?
I mean, probably. We could probably call them up, be like, hey, we're coming down. We want to learn how to brew beer. They would probably let us follow them around, right?
Well, they do tours there.
Now, I don't want to do a tour. I want to straight up make a beer. Like, they're going to be like, Gunner, what kind of beer do you want? And I'll just kind of describe it.
I mean, they might let you.
Throw some hops in, throw some malts in.
There was a brewery in Kenosha, Wisconsin called Rustic Road Brewery. And they had a thing where I can't remember how many people you had to have a minimum in the class, like five or something.
Yeah.
And it was a whole day and it was like $150 a person or something. It wasn't cheap, but you got to spend a whole day. You got to come up with your own recipe. You got to make your own beer. You got to name it. And then when it was ready, you got to come in and fill up two growlers.
Yeah, no, they do that.
And so it was a whole process. And I thought that was very cool.
That's a very common thing now because there's
really?
A place in town that even does that.
Oh.
You can go there. You can. You got to pay a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. And then you brew your beer. And then when it's done, you get a private party for like you and 20 of your friends where everybody gets some free beer or whatever.
Well, that's cool.
We got to pay so much money to
right.
do it.
I mean, and the thing is I get it too because you're also exposed to probably some secrets.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, you are at least paying for, you know?
Yeah.
to like, then if you're spending the money and you're getting the secrets, the brewery is getting what they need out of it too, you
oh,
know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the brewery's going to do what they're going to do anyway.
Well, and the thing is that if we were to go, because I was talking to a brewery about this because I wanted to learn how to do it.
Yeah.
And I had asked another brewery here in town because this original brewery that I talked to was on board for it. So I'm like, I want to come in and I want to learn how you do this. I said, I've been on tour after tour after tour. I feel like I know what all goes into it. I know the process, but I want to actually do it.
Yeah.
I think that is so cool. And like that whole, you know, tasting and the chemistry behind doing it. I am not a chemistry kind of person that I'm going to walk out and I'm going to start doing it myself.
No,
I'm not going to.
I mean, you could, but it's going to take a lot of work.
Right. And not that I have the equipment. I don't have any of that.
Yeah.
And so this particular brewery was on board for it. And then I ended up moving here and I talked to somebody here and they're like, well, it's kind of hard to do because, you know, there's a lot of secret recipes and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, come on, man.
Like, I'm not going to steal your recipe.
I live in an apartment.
I don't even know, like, what we're talking about
no,
here.
No, I just want to see the process and I want to see more than I can see on a tour.
Yeah.
And so I get why they're secretive about it, but at the same time, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
God, maybe these guys will be cool.
I hope so. No, I feel like these guys are probably pretty cool.
I would think.
I mean, they're throwing awesome parties. They got cool events. They got a bunch of beers. This beer is good.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if we were to try any one of their beers right now, I bet we'd like it.
I think so, too.
For the most part, anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I really want to try that red one, though.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, we should try to hit them up and see if we can get some of it.
We should.
You know, and we should try to get one of each one. We should try to get the Valentine's one and the Halloween one to see if they're absolutely the same like I think they are.
That's true. And I wonder if maybe they'll have you. That's just one thing that we need to do is we got to try to get some pumpkin beer up in here.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I could drink pumpkin beer. Whew.
Yeah, between, you know, the next few episodes, we're going to have to do some pumpkin beer. Oktoberfest, for sure. We're going to have to do that. So this is probably the last episode for the next few weeks where we're going to do like a normal kind of beer.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll shift into something else, you know?
And then we'll go into the holiday brews.
Oh, yeah, we will. Like the Santa's Ale, the Christmas shit, whatever.
All that.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, what do you think you want to rate this beer, you know, as we're kind of drinking it here?
I think it's great. I think that it's an easy sipper, which I appreciate, 5%, and a low bitterness level. And so, gosh, I think it's really good. I would drink it again. I'm going to give it a 9.5 out of 10.
That's a high score, Mario. That's a very high score. It's very good, though. I mean, it is. When it comes to the brown ales, like the nut brown, I've had quite a few of these.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely up there on the list. Like, I feel like this is, you know, one of the better ones. You know, if I went to a bar and I had this, I wouldn't be mad that I ordered
it.
I'd be like, can I have another one?
Me too. This is one that if I asked for a taster, I would order a full one.
Yeah, no, me too. I totally agree with that. You know what? When it comes to me, I'm going to rate this thing. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. I love what this is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it absolutely is what it describes itself as.
Yep.
So it's not sitting here and, you know, saying it's this one thing. Because sometimes when drinking craft beer, it says one thing and it's a different thing.
It's a totally different thing.
Yeah. And I feel like this is exactly how it's described.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
No kidding. Well, alesmith.com, and of course, these guys, Alesmith Brewing Company, out of San Diego, we're going to have to go there.
Yeah, I'm all in.
I'm now seeing a picture of their tap room and stuff. You're right.
Doesn't it look cool?
It looks super cool.
Really big. I love the tasting room where you can kind of look in and see all the equipment for the actual brewing. The whole thing just looks super cool.
Yeah, no kidding.
Count me in.
Check them out at alesmith.com. Mario, where can people find the show on the internet?
All right, we are at two. Wait.
Here we go.
Two Beers. I was about to give out the letters for your other podcast.
Oh, Drunk Letters to Famous People.
Yeah, your Drunk Letters to Famous People. That's why I was like, two. No, we are Two Beers, One Cup.
Yeah.
The number two beers, the number one cup. You can find us on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook.
And of course, iTunes as well. Subscribe to the show. Tons of beer to be drank here.
Yeah, we got lots of beer, and we'll be drinking it for you.
Absolutely. Until next week, we will see you.
Want more Two Beers, One Cup? Follow us on Twitter at Two Beers, One Cup, and let us know what kinds of beers you're drinking, and tell us what you want us to review on the show. Until next time, cheers to it, and try not to do anything too stupid tonight.
See you later, suckers!